Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nedarim Daf Ayin Zayin. We are holding right on top with the words Tanan Hasam. We're going to focus on a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, actually towards the end of the Masechta, which tells us that although when it comes to typical court cases, dinim, we don't do those on Shabbos, the reason being that it might lead to kisiva, to the recording of the proceedings, as discussed in Maseches Beitza. But when it comes to hataras nedarim, or hafaras nedarim, we have exceptions to the rule. You see, these aren't really bona fide court cases, although we need a chacham or perhaps three individuals to disrupt a nether. An ordinary person's nether. And when it comes to husband and wife, father, daughter, we need that other party, the father or the husband, to actually get involved. But it doesn't really conform to standard, din procedure. And therefore, we don't really treat it as such. It perhaps resembles somewhat the concept of din, but not entirely. And therefore, we make exception in terms of Shabbos. You see, there's also svar involved, in contrast to a litigation where, you want to record the minutes of the proceedings. You want to, confirm things in document form, but when it comes to hafaras nedarim or hataras nedarim, that's not really relevant. So perhaps that as well contributes to the fact, to this leniency factor, which allows them to be done on Shabbos under certain circumstances. Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos. A husband can nullify his wife's nether even on Shabbos. Vinish olun linadarim, an ordinary person who goes to the chacham to undo a nether, we allow him to do that, provided those nedarim are Shabbos oriented. Shein l'tzarich haShabbos. You made a nether against, eating, no meat and wine. It affects Shabbos, and therefore we can attend to it even on Shabbos. Iboilu, here comes a question. So when it comes to ordinary hataras nedarim, it needs to be l'tzarich haShabbos, right? It says so clearly. What about the first part of the Mishnah? Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos. A husband can be mefir his wife's nether. A father, his daughter's nether. We could do so on Shabbos. Under what circumstances? What was the subject of the nether? What was he abstaining? What was she abstaining from? L'tzarich haShabbos, was it a Shabbos-related issue? In which case, that is a mitigating factor that allows us to address it on Shabbos, to benefit Shabbos, to protect Shabbos, to enhance Shabbos, or perhaps even if it's not Shabbos-related, hafaras nedarim can be done on Shabbos, and you would say, why? We have three pshatim in the Rishonim, either, as the Ran explains in Pshat number one, because in contrast to hataras nedarim, which requires a formal procedure, a chacham or three ordinary, you need some sort of procedure. Not so by a husband or a father, which is totally, unreminiscent of any din. Lo mechzik dina, as the Ran says. So perhaps that's different. So when it comes to hataras nedarim, which perhaps is somewhat reminiscent of a din procedure, the heter is limited to a Shabbos-related issue. If it affects Shabbos, okay, we can remove it on Shabbos, but otherwise leave it till tomorrow. But when it comes to hafaras nedarim, which is a less formal procedure, perhaps even shelo l'tzarich Shabbos would be okay. Another pshat, says the Ran. You see, in contrast to hataras nedarim, where you're limitless in terms of your expiration date, you can just take care of it any time. A first and done is a limited time process. It's just till the end of the day, and then it's over. So that would be perhaps a reason to be matir even on Shabbos. there's a another pshat here that the Tosfos says. The Rosh explains as well. He says, you see, the Baal doesn't need to do a real, you know, charata or Pesach. He just walks in there, show's over. B'dibur ba'alma, says the Rosh. So perhaps that doesn't really resemble a din, and therefore you can allow it, even if it's shalei l'tzarach Shabbos. So whatever the reason is, that's the question. Do we compare hafara to hatara? What do we say? Well, by hatara, it's only mutar l'tzarach Shabbos, but hafara works regardless. Tashmai comes at raya. The Tani Rav Zuti, the Rav Papi, Rav Zuti brought us a brisa from the Beis Medrash of Rav Papi, which says, Ein mefira nadarim el tzarech haShabbos. No. Hafara is bound to the same laws as Hatara. It's only allowed when there's a Shabbos concern. Amar Rav Ashi, what do you mean? Halait nan hachi. Our Mishnah indicates otherwise. Mishnah clearly says, Nadrim chashecha mefer la'ash le'techshach. Vidisha makes a neder on Shabbos afternoon, right before sundown. The husband could do hafara. Now, we're assuming it's no longer Shabbos related. That late in the day is not really going to affect your Shabbos experience, right? Vi amrus l'tzerach haShabbos in sheloi l'tzerach haShabbos loy. And if you suggest to me that hafaras nedarim is only mutar on Shabbos if it affects the Shabbos, if it's to benefit the Shabbos, protect the Shabbos, my iri chashcha. Submission says, quickly, hurry up, do the, you know, hafaras nedarim now. Because once it's chashcha, once it's, you know, dark, it's over. What do you mean? Even if it's broad daylight, if it's not Shabbos related, you can't do hafara. It's not for the sake of Shabbos. So the kasha is on you. We had Rav Zuti telling us, Hafaras and Dharam is only mutar on Shabbos if it's to protect Shabbos, to enhance Shabbos, to allow you access to food on Shabbos, for Oinik Shabbos, but otherwise not. But the Mishnah seems to indicate otherwise. Mishnah says, if she makes a neder at the end of Shabbos, the tail end of Shabbos, where we're assuming it no longer will affect the Shabbos, waiting another 5 minutes is not really going to make it or break it, right, in terms of the Oinik Shabbos. Mishnah says, hurry up! Do it, because if you wait too long after darkness, it's over. What do you mean? If this isn't a Shabbos-related issue, then even if it's broad daylight, you wouldn't be able to do it. Hafara is only mutar l'tzarach Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, you're right, it's a machlokes tanaim, which really revolves around that question that we learned yesterday. What is your time frame? What is your window of opportunity to do hafara? Is it a 24-hour set system, or is it until the end of that given day? Our question will depend on that discussion. Tanoi. It's a machlokes tanoi. Hafaras nedarim kol hayom, Tanakama maintains, it's the day of and that's it. In which case, if the day of the nether happens to be Shabbos, quickly go take care of it, otherwise you lose that opportunity. We give you that allowance, lest you lose that opportunity. And that's the Tana of our Mishnah. Whereas the other Tanaim, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Rulers of Shimon, Amru, they maintain Meis Leis. Hafaras nedarim stretches for 24 hours. And therefore, Lamanda Amar Kalayim in Tvei Loi, according to the Shitas Tanakama. The Afar ability only extends until the end of the day. Afilu Shalil Tzarech Shabbos Mefer. So if the nether was done on Shabbos, even if it's not Tzarech HaShabbos, Chachamim allowed you to disrupt the nether, lest you lose that opportunity. And that opinion is reflected in our mission. Lamanda Amar Meis Leis, whereas according to the other Shitas, we have 24 hours to disrupt the nether. In that case, we say, hold it, hold it. Wait till after Shabbos. So if it's L'tzarech HaShabbos, if it pertains to this Shabbos, in, go ahead and do the Hafara. But otherwise, Shelo L'tzarech HaShabbos, if it doesn't pertain to Shabbos, it's not an emergency, loy, don't do it now, wait till after Shabbos. So that's the conclusion. One may do Hafara Sandarim on Shabbos, if it's L'tzarech HaShabbos. What if it's not L'tzarech HaShabbos? It's only mutar according to that Shita, where the deadline is tonight. And therefore we allow it to do it on Shabbos as well. Let's move on to the second part of that mission. the Mishnah, which we started with today. Finish olam l'nedarim shel tzarech haShabbos. An ordinary person who made a nether, not a husband-wife situation, a regular person, can go petition the Chacham to release him of that nether. If this nether is a Shabbos issue, Iboilu, here comes the question. When we say you can do Ataras Nedarim on Shabbos if it pertains to Shabbos, is that only because he didn't have a chance before Shabbos? He ran straight into Shabbos without a minute to spare. Or there was no Chacham around to take care of the nether. That allows us to do the Torah on Shabbos. Or perhaps even if he had an opportunity to do beforehand, doesn't matter. After all, it's Shabbos related. He's not negating the Shabbos. It's to help the Shabbos. Toshmai comes the Raya. And the answer is yes. These Dakikule Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made themselves available for Hataras Nadarim. For whom? Lebrei the Rav Zutra, Brei the Rav Zutra, for the son of Rav Zutra. Afilu ben Adarim Shalem Panai Mibodyan. It was Shabbos. And he had ample time to take care of it before Shabbos. But since it interferes with Shabbos observance, we are mounted the nether even on Shabbos. Sava Rav Yosef Lameimer. Still, Rav Yosef figured, you know, we want to show that it's Shabbos. We want to make a hecker on Shabbos. Do it a bit differently than during the week. Don't make it with such great fanfare and such formality. Sava Rav Yosef Lameimer. Even when we say Nish'ol Nadarim B'Shabbos, that's only B'yochid Mumcha. You see, there are two methods of doing Ataras Nedarim. A Chacham on his own, if he's an expert, Yochad Mumche, or you have three ordinary people. The former method, where it's just low-key, one person doing it, that's Mutter. B'yochad Mumche in. But B'shloisha Adyotis Lai, having three people congregate together, making a scene on Shabbos, that negates the Kavod Shabbos. B'shum Demez Chazik Kedin, it looks like they're involved in a Din Torah, you have three people sitting together, looks like a bezdin. And we know that an ordinary din is aser. So even though they're congregating for the sake of Ataras Nedarim, which isn't technically a din, don't do it on Shabbos. Amli Abayis, Abayi responded, no, it makes no difference. There are so many other factors which clearly, you know, indicate, which are clearly reflective of its non-din status. Ataras Nedarim is not bound by the other, you know, din halachas. Given the spirit and the factors that we hold, afilum ubud, the chacham could be standing, in contrast to a dayan and a din Torah that has to be sitting, which is discussed in Maran Shavuos. Here you could do it standing up, which indicates it's not really a formal procedure. It's not your conventional din. Afilu b'krayv, even relatives can do afaras nedarim. Afilu b'layak, do it even at night, a time which is not suitable for din. That being the case, says Abaye, is a clear message that lo mischazek dina, which would not arouse any confusion, would not even create any impression that we're speaking about a din. And therefore, Abaye says, when it's mutter to do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, if it's Latzarech Shabbos, you can have even three individuals performing the Hataras Nedarim. Amar Abba, Amar Avhun, Amar Av. Halacha. In fact, that's the halacha. Mefirin Nedarim Balayla. Hataras Nedarim can be done even at night, a time which is not really suitable for ordinary Dinei Torah. Asks the Gemara, well, what's the Chiddush? We have a Mishnah that Hataras Nedarim takes place at night. Vamas Nisani, Nadar B'Leila Shabbos. The Mishnah says if she made a nether, you know, Friday night, the husband can step in and disrupt the nether, even at night. Ella Ema, rather, the Chiddush was like this. Halacha, Nish Olin B'Leil. Not just Hafara, even HaTorah, which is sort of a higher level. You need to go to a Chacha, or have three people. You can do it even at night. So Rav Abba was the one who heard this halacha from Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Amalei Rav Abba, the Rav Huna. So Rav Abba turns to Rav Huna, who actually taught him this halacha. I have a question. Amar Rav Hochi. Rav himself, you know, really said this halacha that one may do Hataras Nedarim Balayla. We don't treat it like, you know, like din. Amalei Rav Huna told him, actually, I didn't hear it directly from Rav. I was the one who presented it to Rav, who seemed to accept it. Amalei Ishtik. When I told him the halacha, he was silent. He seemed to approve the halacha. And that's what prompted me to say it in his name. It seemed like he was going along with it. Amalei Rav Abba says, one sec. silence can be interpreted as consent, as approval, and as disapproval, as protest. Ist commerce, are you saying that he was silent perhaps as a form of protest? He was indicating to you to remain silent, ishtik. I don't agree what you're saying. So Rav did not agree with the halacha. Or ishtik commerce, are you telling me that he was so excited that he told you have a drink? Well said. There's no way to know what he really had in mind. And therefore you can't really conclude in terms of Rav's opinion one way or the other. Amar Avika bar Avin, but here we have a direct story describing Rav himself and what he did. Amar Avika bar Avin is technically Rav. So Rav made himself available for Hadaras and Dorim, the Rabba. He accommodated Rabba. Bikituna de Be Rav. This was a side room at the Beis Medrash of Rav. And Rav was engaged in Hataras Nedarim. In what manner? First of all, Oymed, he was standing up in an informal manner. Yechidi, on his own. Without, a group of three people. Ubalayla. Here we go. It was at night. We have a first-hand story that, in fact, Rav himself allows Hataras Nedarim at night. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Nachman. In fact, that's the halacha. Halacha nishol nedarim. We can do Hataras Nedarim Oymed. Standing, yichidi, one alone, uba laila at night, uba Shabbos, even on Shabbos, uba kreivim, even relatives. Va'afilu, hoylen, panayim, ba'idyoim. And one can do ataras and dorim on Shabbos, of course, if it affects the Shabbos, if it's to benefit the Shabbos, even in the case where he had the opportunity to do it before, and he didn't get around to it for whatever reason, he can do it on Shabbos as well, as we proved earlier in the Gemara. Asks the Gemara Kash, Oymed, you're telling me you can do ataras and dorim standing up? You don't need to formalize the event. Vatani, we have a brisa which indicates otherwise. We have a story where Rabbi Gamliel was on the road, and a fellow approached him for a taras nedarim. Vatani, yorad Rabbi Gamliel melachamar. What did Rabbi Gamliel do? He disembarked. He got off the donkey. Finis ate. He wrapped himself as a dayan would do to get kavana, to generate siyata deshmaya and yirashemayim. V'yasha v'hiter lo nidre. And in that sitting position, he did Taras Nedarim. Apparently, you can't do it standing up. The answer is, it depends on what you're trying to do. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, according to Ran's Gersa, it's Ein Poischem Becharot. You see, there are two possible methods to release one of his neder. One is called Charota, regret, simple regret. I didn't think through it. I wasn't mindful. I wasn't focused. I was angry. I was agitated. That requires very little, focus and concentration and investigation. You just do the charata, easy does it. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds that ain't poischem charata. The proper way of ataras nedarim is not by way of charata, the more simple method. You need a more advanced method, which is the Pesach Tos concept. Basically, you have to discover some sort of, unforeseen, circumstance, some sort of fact that he may have overlooked, some sort of detail that was missing at the point of the nether. That's a most serious endeavor. For that, you need real focus and concentration, which typically only happens when you're sitting down. So that's the point of machlekes. When we allow even a standing dayan to do a Torah, it's because charata is enough. And that could be done just, by the way, informally. It doesn't require so much focus and concentration. Whereas Rav Gamliel Savar, Ein Poischem Charata. Charata is not enough to be matter or nether. You need to find something more than that, something more significant. A missing factor, an overlooked detail. Me'aker nidra be'inan, you have to uproot the nether, internally uproot it. Uboya yuni, which requires proper focus. Ahachi yasha, that's why he had to sit down. For Rav Nachman Savar, whereas Rav Nachman allows even an oymeid to do it, he holds poischem b'charata. Charata is enough to be matir neder. I feel moved, and that can be done even standing up. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav tells Rav Nachman, Chazimar, did you see Haim Rabban on this Talmud Chacham? The Asim Rav came from Eretz Yisrael. V'aman, he related as follows. He had first-hand experience with Hataras Nedarim the way they did it in Eretz Yisrael. Is the Kikule Rabbanon? The Rabbanon made themselves available, Lebrei the Rav Huna Bar Avin, or the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin, V'shor le'nidre, they released him of his neder. But then they told him, listen, we're doing you the service, but you should know you still have to do something to rectify, to be masakin, to do teshuva. Why do you make a neder? V'amrle, they told him, zil, go ahead, ubay rachmel nafshach, go ask Hashem for rachmel, don't daven. D'chatas, you did a chet by making a neder. So the chiddush is, even though they removed the nether for him, which typically means that, you know, l'mafreya, there is no nether, but the fact is he did something wrong and you have to attend to it. Tani Rav Dimi, Achva, the brother of Safra, Kalanoide, whatever, makes a nether, Afa Bishumakam, even if he fulfills the nether. So it goes without saying, a person violates a nether, he sins. But even if he actually carries it out, Nikra Chayte, it's not recommended. And therefore, go ahead and take care of it. Do teshuva. Amar Rav Zrid Maikro. What do we find this in the pasuk that a noider is a chayte v'chisechta lindor lo yebuchachet? When you refrain from the derm, you'll be absolved of sin. We have a diik holoy chedalta. Apparently, if he does not refrain from the derm, he engages in the derm ikachet. We treat it as a chet experience. Tanya, here comes a brice. Ha'im alishtei. So a fellow turns to his wife, who made a nether, which now presents him with two possible options. Either hafara, disruption of the nether, or hakoma, he can confirm the nether. We find a difference in how hafara works from the way hakoma works. And the Ran in the second shot explains. In order to be mefer, you have to be explicit. You have to speak it out. Just notions and sentiments don't work. As opposed to hakoma, he brings a gemara that kiyem belibay kiyem, confirming it in one's heart is enough. So it's already there, you're just confirming it, that's enough, without actually expressing that confirmation of hafara. And he's an explicit confirmation, explicit expression of hafara. Hayim Elish, he turns to his wife and he says, kol nadarim shataduri yefshar yefshi. Shataduri. All the dharm that you're going to make, you know, in the future, I don't want it. I don't want it. So the Ram brings that perhaps we're going to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, that you can do hafara in advance. But bottom line is, he wasn't expressing his feelings clearly. He was a bit vague. I don't want yefshi. Or he says, ain't a nether. I don't want it to be a nether. Loy amar klum. It doesn't work. Meaning, unless you actually say it should be mufar, or a similar lashon like that, which is an outright negation of the nether, these types of vague lashonis don't work. Yefshi, I don't really want it, I don't want it to be, that doesn't work. But when it comes to hakama, even just saying yafasis, wow, well done, vein kamaisach, nobody like you, you're amazing. If you wouldn't have made a nether, madirachani, I would have made the same nether. So here he expressed satisfaction. That's enough. Even though he didn't actually say the nether should be mekuyim, he says, "Wow, you're great, you're amazing." V'imlo nedarat madirich ani, devar of kayam, and it works, and the nether is now confirmed. So although we spoke about allowing hafaras nedarim on Shabbos, still says the Gemara, be careful. Do it a bit differently. Deviate a bit from the way we do it during the week time. You want to be meshana, to indicate that it's a kavod Shabbos. Lo yemar adam liishtei. A person shouldn't tell his wife b'Shabbos mufar lichi, bata lichi. All these, you know, outright expressions of hafara. Keder hashem lo b'chad, the way he does it during the weekdays. Do it a bit differently. Do it Shabbostik. Elo yemar lo. Rather, he should tell her in a hinting fashion. Tliyuchli, you made another against having this food or against this drink. Go ahead, enjoy it. Take it and eat it. Take it and drink it. Va neder bata meilo. And that generates bittul on the nether. The question is, we just said a minute ago that you have to express it clearly. You can't just use vague l'shoynais. Teretz is, Amar b'yichanan. Here it's different than the previous b'raisa. But sorech she'evat, I believe it, we're speaking that he actually had that in mind. So in his heart, he's thinking bittul on nether. That's step one. In conjunction with this sort of semi-expression, so both factors joined together, the strong bitul belev, together with this semi-expression, to be mevatel the nether, as opposed to the previous brayse, explains the Ran. Well, he didn't have a bitul b'lev, a clear bitul b'lev. So over there it doesn't work. Tanya b'shamim imrim b'shabbos m'vata b'libay b'chol moitzi b'sfasav. Although on Shabbos we allow this combined, you know, feeling, words, package to be m'vata the nether. But b'chol during the weekdays don't resort to that. You have to actually express it clearly. You can't utilize dvarim shabalev. B'sil imrim no. Whether it's Shabbos or the weekdays, the fact is you can join together the bittul b'lev together with this vague lashon to affect haforas nedar. So bottom line is, what happens on Shabbos in terms of hafora, in terms of hatorah? So in terms of hafora and hatorah, if it's a tzorich Shabbos, it's mutter. What if it's not a tzorich Shabbos? So when it comes to hafara, it only works if you hold like the shita that hafara only lasts until the end of the day. So that's it. You got to quickly chaparayin, lest you lose that opportunity. But otherwise, if you have a 24-hour window to do it after Shabbos. The Gemara makes a chiddush for us that even when it comes to a neder that he could have done before Shabbos, but if it's a tzarech Shabbos, we allow it. The Gemara tells us further that a tzarech nedarim is different than a regular din in many ways. Standing, yechidi, balayla, b'shabbos, b'kroivim. Rav Gamliel held you can't do it unless you're sitting because he required a more focused approach to Ataras Nedarim. We learned that a person who does a neder, even if he's mata the neder, tshuva is still required. And we learned that on Shabbos, a person should be careful to minimize his explicitness. He should combine the dvarim shebalev with a sort of a vague expression, which would be l'kavod Shabbos. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.